12 minutes past the hour of 8, moving on to something just a little bit lighter, a little bit more fun. Harry Sideropoulos, a very, very warm welcome back. I think this is the first time you've been to these studios.
To these studios, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was, I mean, short of my waist size, I mean, I got everything at the reception. coming in, so.
Oh, well, yeah, no, it's full disclosure. There's full disclosure.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, I always say, you know what, when they, if, you know, if they come to kill us, at least it'll take them a long time to get
terrible.
In to the building.
That's terrible.
Yes.
Lovely to be here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
So you've got a new show coming up. Very exciting.
I've got a new show. And as I said to you during the ad breaks, the older I get, I turn 45 this year.
Right.
It takes me longer to remember lines. Luckily, you don't have to remember lines. You can write them and then print a book.
Or just make them up as I go.
My brain is a little fried. But I'm very excited. It's a new show that we've been working on for a long time. It's my amazing team again, the same team that brought you the whole Gila.
Right.
So it's the amazing Gina Schmuckler.
Right.
It's Strato Copteros.
Right.
And we sat down and I said, every time I want to put a new show together, I go, what is it that I want to talk about? And there's so much that I want to talk about. And this piece is called Seriously, because it's all the things that we are seriously about.
Right.
It's about our life right now. It's about the digital world and how somewhere in all its magnificence, we're also losing our humanity. It's a piece that's very funny, but it's biting. And it has a lot of heart because I feel very strongly about things. And as with comedy, in order for you to be able to process comedy, you've got to be able to process some sort of pain first in order to get to those messages. It's a piece where, I'm a 45-year-old man and I feel quite irrelevant, to be honest with you, in this world.
Really?
Very much so, yeah. Not only in the South African world, in the world.
Right. No, I get that.
I left a bunch of friends, very close friends, at a dinner party in the middle of Chinatown. We were having this lovely little cheap and nasty place in Chinatown. We went for dinner. And I left. They thought I was going to the loo because they were all on their phones, Howard. They were all on their phones. It drives me crazy that we've never been so technological. We've never been so connected with the world and yet we've never been so disconnected. And it's starting to affect my everyday life.
Isn't that interesting?
And I of course understand the benefits of it. There's global human connection.
Of course.
There's all those amazing things. Mm. But what happens is there is a bullhorn for everyone's bull. Now.
Right.
Okay. And it's changing our lives. And we haven't realized it because it's just slowly morphed into this kind of way of being. But I mean, Howard, I spend my days trying to come up with hashtags for my posts.
Yeah, well,
it's ridiculous.
Well, it's so interesting because I posted an article yesterday.
I read it about the, what's the word?
I almost didn't post it because I didn't have a hashtag. And I thought, have I lost my mind?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
and all this is the starting point for this journey of seriousness.
Brilliant.
It's a piece that also tackles bigotry and racism but it's fun. It's fun because I don't take myself seriously.
That's how you engage in the world.
Yes.
Is you view the world through both pain and comedy at the same time.
Yes.
And that's really funny.
And that's what, when we sat down with Gina, when we had the script, the first part of the script with Strato, she said, how do we make this personal? So I looked at all my, everything that is on stage are things that have happened to me. I have stalked people online. Of course I have. I've done all of that. All right.
Right.
Not only that, I've become emotionally engaged and involved. And that's the world that we're living in. We're becoming emotionally engaged in other people's lives that you met once.
Or that you don't even know. You know, we found there is this one person who posts really the most personal things about her thing and her stuff and her child. And anyway, somehow I just got caught up in her drama. And I don't know her. I've never met her. She doesn't even live in Joburg. And we were sitting around one day with my family, and my brother made some comment about this one woman that's befriended him on Facebook, and he can't stop watching her whole drama. And I said, oh my word, I'm following you. It turned out that my entire family, none of us know her.
It's like the U magazine. No one wants to admit that they read it, but everyone reads it.
And we're all following this woman's drama.
Yeah. You know what it is? It was, for me, it was about looking at my social media feed. It's a very honest piece. I stand very naked.
Right.
Let me clarify that emotionally. Which is
nothing we know about. Yeah.
But I look at this as at my own online profile, and I realize that we all have these curated lives. So this piece really is about. It's about the curated lives that we're living. And it's about children that now wake up in the morning and they, and in order to kind of elicit some sort of movement from them, you know, you have to tie the Wi-Fi router to the dog and banish it to the bottom of the garden so that the kid can actually move and go outside. It's things that are real that I've been experiencing in my everyday life. And we put the show together. And I'm also very excited because this is the first, I've performed overseas, but this is my first tour. It's my first world tour.
Oh. Wow.
And it's very exciting and it's very nerve-wracking.
Yes.
We go live in end of November and we start with North America.
Right.
And we're actually doing a double bill in many cities with Magilla.
Oh, that's wonderful. Magilla, that's lovely.
And it's been a long time in the making. And of course, as always, your community. Right. My first, so our first three performances of the show, it's only 12 performances, are completely sold out. The first one it was bought by Angel Network, which, and as we know, it's the amazing Glynn and Haley and her team.
Such great work.
And although, yes, we know that it's not specifically only a Jewish organization, it is supported predominantly by the Jewish community. We are so sold out. Like, if my mother wanted a ticket on that night, I couldn't give her one. We are like to capacity. I mean, it's astounding. I decided that I wanted to move to the Killarney Country Club, and it's so funny, all my Jewish friends, is it the TSC? And I went, yes, it's the TSC. Because I wanted, you know, it's central, it's got, it's beautiful grounds, and I've taken the Crystal Room, which is where there have been many Barmies and Butties, and we are converting it into full-on theater.
That's incredible.
So it's my new pop-up theater for this year.
I love that.
And we've really gone, and on top of all of that, because I'm a foodie, I decided that I'm also tired of just having chips and chocolates in the foyer.
Right.
So I've gone into partnership with La Vie en Rose, with Ronnie Muller, and we've taken all my recipes, all my Greek street food, and it'll be on sale in the foyer.
That is incredible.
You're coming to the opening night, so you get it. But for the rest of them, you know, if they want my Greek spinach cheese pie,
that's
if
incredible.
They want the churros, if they want beautiful soup with like homemade ciabatta, all my recipes will be on sale there. So that at least when you come into the theater, you know, you can have a bite to eat with beautiful cappuccinos. And so I wanted to create
that as
well.
It's not just going to...
The theater is cinema style, but you're allowed to bring it in.
Right.
I'm also at a point in my life at 45 and I go to Monte Cassino and with all due, I'm in a magnificent theater.
Yeah.
But you give me my drink in a plastic cup. I promise you I'm not going to spill.
Right.
I promise you. So it's, you
so
know,
true.
And we wanted, so true. And I wanted to get like, I'm tired of opening nights with terrible sherry, like cheap sherry.
Yeah.
So we've got Valdo Prosecco that's come on board.
Right.
Bonang doesn't know about the show, otherwise I'm sure she'll
she would definitely.
The champagne, I'm sure.
No question.
So we've got, so we're really trying to make it really beautiful, so that, you know, I brought in my Persian carpets into the entrance. I've emptied out my home. We want to make it feel like
I
this is my
it.
Home.
Because then it is stepping into your world.
That's what
and
I
And it adds
to.
To the experience of this just being you. You've come into my home. It's my food. It's my, some of my decor. It's my personal stories.
And that's why it's hard going to another theater.
Because
I can't obviously do that.
Yeah.
And I mean, no, please, Monty's a magnificent venue.
Yeah.
And it's huge. But I wanted to create the intimacy. So this is the new show. And it's got it's my signature style, which is that stand-up comedy genre, but theatrical with storytelling.
Yeah, absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Really, really, really incredible. So greatly looking forward to that. It's very interesting about the whole cell phone thing. We've started a thing at home that I thought our kids would resist.
Yeah.
And that is from the moment we sit down to dinner for 1 hour.
Yes.
Everybody's cell phones are away.
Fantastic.
And no matter if we finish dinner in 20 minutes, then we can sit in the lounge and chat.
Yeah.
And whereas I thought that our kids would resist it, they embraced it. And not only that is I find it harder than they do.
Really?
To sit for that hour without checking my phone, what's going on, looking at a tweet, responding to somebody. I feel this immense responsibility. That's a nonsense. It's a fiction. But I find it harder to let go in that hour than they do. And I think we spend so much of our time blaming our kids for actually our own behavior.
Absolutely.
And I think that's important.
And I'm also, you know what, I know its benefits, but I don't live on my phone. Now, I don't have the job that you do. Mm. I'm not a journalist, so I don't have to come. But the, but I just get to a point where I, where people go, I've been trying to get hold of you since 9. It's now 9:45. And I go, I'm in rehearsals.
You're right. Exactly.
It's that. Okay. It's that. It's that.
Absolutely right. It's 8:22. I'm chatting to Harry Sideropoulos. We're talking about his new show, Unsigned. So sold out means just doing more shows. All right. I'm not sure it's as simple as, as that, but the thought is there. Let's listen to Netta Barzilai. This is the song that she sang at Eurovision, last Saturday night. As I said it actually on air last night. I was completely nauseated by it. I did have a, I wasn't well the week before. So it might have been that, but I tell you that I felt completely awful afterwards. So they were jumping around in yellow banana suits with muzzle and procha. Otherwise, your music is superb. Good Shabbos. That's from Karen. And Garen says, uplifting song, especially when one isn't peeling nice. Because, of course, that's a Netta Barzilai. All right. This woman seems to have chicken mania. And I must admit, I kind of like the song. It's catchy. Can't wait to see Harry's show. That's from Garen Cohen. And Hazel saying that morning, two of my all-time favorites in studio, Hello Howard and Harry. I'll be at the Angel Network show. That's on the 5th.
Fantastic.
So, okay, so so tell us, the show starts when?
So the show's called Seriously, and it starts on Wednesday, the 5th of June. We have shows from Wednesday through to Sunday, for 2 weeks up until the 16th of June. So Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, the show starts at 8 o'clock. Saturday, we have a show, two shows. It's a matinee at 5 o'clock and then an evening show at 8 o'clock. And then on Sunday, we have a matinee show at 2 o'clock. So it runs for 2 weeks.
Right.
So the first three performances, the first Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, completely sold out. And then we've got bookings. So it's the 5th, 6th, 7th. So bookings are available from the 8th of June,
right?
For that week and the following week, Wednesday to Sunday, and the bookings happen the same as Megillah, with quickets.co.za, quickets.co.za, and they can also find me online on Facebook. I mean, right. There's a lot of people that have been contacting me via social media, and they can also buy tickets at the door.
I know, but it's just a worry for me that people that your shows are becoming quite full. So I don't think, I mean, we can obviously, you know, if you have to get it at the door, that's fine.
Sure, but try and book, and come a little bit earlier so you can have a little bit of a snack and all of that kind of stuff. And then join me afterwards for a cappuccino.
So what time does the show actually start?
So the show starts at 8.
Right.
And the show runs for about an hour 15. An hour 15, an hour 20. And then, you know, there's no interval. And then, you know, you can sit afterwards and have a cup of coffee. And so it's not like you're rushing because they're closing the kitchen across the road at whatever the franchise is. So I'm very excited about it. And it's lovely to be working with that team that gave us Megillah.
But you know, you see, that's also so lovely is that you know each other's style and humor and personality and quirks.
And she doesn't let me get away with stuff, Gina.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't, because you know
you chose to work with a Jewish woman.
I chose to choose a Jewish woman. Second of all, I have this terrible, all good, take it anywhere you want to, ability to charm my way through the situations. And she'll look at me, she'll go, hey? Uh-uh. And I go, but so I need that. But please, can I? You know, I just wanted to share this. So we shared it offline, but I want to share it online.
Right.
We were talking about Pesach, and you know, of course, it's Shabbos tonight.
Yeah.
So my good friend Adrian Bayak, who was what you know, who inspired the whole Megillah,
right,
invited me for Pesach dinner for the first couple of nights, and I went. She says, "Hey, are you gonna join us for Pesach?" And I went, "Darling, I can't." She goes, "What do you mean?" I said, "I can't because I'm actually going to the Pesach retreat." It was like a long story. Yeah, what do you mean? I said, I'm going to the Pesach retreat. Rabbi Kivman has asked me to come and perform. She went, this is just very strange. I'm inviting you for Pesach, but you can't make it because you're actually going to the Pesach retreat.
Oh, this is very strange. I love it. Yeah, because you know, you could be Jewish, but not that Jewish. That's how these things work, you know. So, you know, yeah. your point is acceptable, but so Jewish, really?
Yeah,
is that necessary?
Absolutely.
Yeah, next thing is, you know, next thing.
Don't go there.
Yeah, next thing you'll be questioning the kashrut. You know, the kashrut. It's not so simple, you know.
No, it isn't.
It's absolutely. The title of your show is so fascinating for me, and I know we have to end, but it's just so interesting. I keep coming back to actually what underlies this is one of my most irritating phrases that I see Americans or kids are using, that we don't use here yet, but it's definitely coming, is, are you being serious right now?
Yeah.
And Doc, I don't know what that means. Are you being serious right now?
Yeah.
And I actually don't, it's an irritating phrase, but it actually, it makes you wonder what is real and what isn't real in our world.
And I think the phrase seriously is a word that we use, that denotes so many things. A racist comment where all of a sudden you turn around and you go, seriously? Or, you know, so it's a positive and it's a negative thing. And it is, people are using it. And it's a question mark and an exclamation mark. You know, you can be both.
Yeah, yeah.
And it really is, at the end of the day, it's about the audience deciding what is and what isn't. But for me as the performer, it's about putting it out there. And of course, there's a couple of very, you know, that we can't ignore certain things that have happened with our government.
100%.
I can't ignore you know, it's all in there. It's a piece about our lives right now as we unpack our life one post at a time.
I love it.
That's what it is. Incredible. That's what it's all about.
All right. So, Harry, all the best.
I'll thank you. You always support me and your community always does. So thank you.
Listen, it works both ways, and I'm greatly looking forward to seeing it. And I will tell everybody about it once I've been, but it should be absolutely awesome. Time is 8:36, and you have a
good show.
The Nutty Candle Lighting Times tonight are
5:07.
Shabbat ends
5:59.
And there you have it. A very good morning. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem 101.9.